Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award nominated podcast.
You know, it never gets old for us to hear that, but we have a special guest in the building.
Yes.
We have Debbie Ryan here today. Yay.
I personally nominated them for the People's Choice. I was the people.
That was you? Yeah. We've been trying to figure out who did that.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out who that person was.
Yeah, they changed it from Debbie's Choice to just make it a little bit more relatable, I guess.
Did you get excited to hear that on the intro like we do?
I got very excited. You saw me like kind of shriek but not know the protocol of how loudly to get in the microphone.
Okay, well, we should actually set up how this happened because... Debbie Ryan was in Vegas with us for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. And she was like, oh my gosh, I love the podcast. Mm-hmm. And so I said, we'd love to have you scrub in. And look, I mean, Debbie Ryan is a woman of her word because she is here.
We're doers, people.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people, especially in LA, it's always like, let's get together. Yeah. Let's hang out.
Yeah.
And it never happens. So to say like, I want to come on your podcast and then you're actually here a couple weeks later. Means a lot.
It does.
You know what? I'm a follow through. And listen, I'm definitely weekly subscribed to the like, yeah, no, like for sure. Let's see each other. Let's try and meet up later this. Yeah. Okay. You let me know. And actually at that exact festival, there was like a person who was like, hey, are you going to be, you're going to be in Nashville on this date. Why don't we get dinner? And I was like, you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on that day. And he's like, well, you know, I'm sure even if it was just like a meal, just a double date. And I was like, it really doesn't look possible. And he goes, well, let's talk about it. I'll just, and I was like, why don't you reach out and we'll just talk further about it as the date gets closer. And he goes, I don't have your number. And I go, all right then. And then I left.
Wow.
And my friend was like, dude, that was savage. Like, you're supposed to just pretend you want to do
yeah. Can I tell you, you are pretty savage because we were in the green room at Vegas and Jason, I can't remember what he said. He was leaving the room or something and he was like, okay, bye. Maybe I'll talk to you later. And I can't remember what happened exactly, but Debbie was like, get her number, dude, or like step up or something. And I was like, yeah. That's right. What she said.
What everyone's been saying. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean, in general, like when someone's like, all right, I have no intention to do anything about this thing, but hopefully if I just say it, it'll happen. It's like, no, it's 2018. I'm a woman. My time is valuable.
A modern woman. That might be the new tagline. I'm a woman. My time is valuable.
If you don't know your value, like, that's the thing that I've learned. We're just going to just dive right in. The thing that I've learned the most is that no one's ever going to value you higher than you value yourself, right? So, like, if you set the standard and you're like, no, like, I value you and your time enough to, like, not lie about the fact that we're not going to hang out in Nashville. Right. Like, and also, I value my time enough to not be promising it away to people that I know are not going to follow through with me.
It's so true. You're your longest relationship.
Ooh, girl.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow, we are just zingers today.
She comes at us with the science.
I'm going to have to come in with a banger because they're like on it already. We're only like 10 minutes in.
I feel like we're playing Quiplash. It's hard and fast.
We had a lot of requests to have you on the podcast, like in our Facebook group. There was a lot of requests because, you know, we'll kind of be like, who would y'all like to see on the podcast? And a lot of people wanted Debbie
That's
Ryan
crazy.
On the show.
I wonder who.
You're an unwanted woman.
Yeah. I mean, clearly you guys saw my Facebook comments. It's just me and my friends getting together being like, please have Debbie Ryan on.
So you have like 5 different accounts that you like.
One of them is just like not Debbie Ryan. I don't know. This one seems pretty legit.
Wait, I was going to say, how long have I known you? How many?
I don't know. Ryan asked us that like a few months ago. And you remember like the conception of when we met, but I don't remember. Because I think even at that point, the first time we really hung out, like we had maybe met distantly through friends before.
No, but I will never forget. So the first time we ever meet, we're at this birthday party. I think it was Raquel's birthday.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
It was Raquel's, right?
I think so.
So Debbie shows up, and we're at a home, and Debbie shows up with, like, cupcake batter, ice cream cones, and is like, who wants to make cupcakes? And I was like, this girl right here. So we end up, like, spending the afternoon, like, making these cupcakes filled in, like, a what's it called?
You know, the like cake cones, like the ones that have flat bottoms.
Yeah.
And then you just like pour cupcake batter in them and then you bake them and they fluff up like in the shape of ice cream, but it's really a cupcake. And then you ice it so it looks like ice cream, but it's really a cupcake.
It was so cute.
I've never even heard. That sounds right up Tanya's alley.
It was like team. Like I felt like team building, even though we weren't a team.
We are now. It really built us into a team that day.
Wait, was that the conception of y'all's friendship?
Yes. Yeah. It was 0 to 100.
Didn't remember?
Well, I don't remember. When Ryan asked us, like, when did you guys meet? How did you guys meet?
Oh, oh.
Tanya was like, well, that was like our first interaction.
Right.
Which was true. But I think that, like, because we have common friends, and you know, when you're like, have I met you? Have we worked together? Yes. Are you on my explore page all the time? Do I just stalk Insta stories that you're always in? Like, that, you figure that out.
Right. At what?
So I don't remember. Yeah.
Wait, you guys, speaking of, not randomly because it's been intentional, but I've weirdly been watching Robert and his girlfriend's stories like on Instagram.
I've been watching them too. Yeah, Robert's like, Becca's ex-boyfriend.
Oh yeah. But they're really cute. Like we ended on, you know,
good terms.
Yeah, when we love him.
But like I think it's still a little weird that I watch his stuff with his new girlfriend, but they're really cute.
Do you watch hers?
Yeah. Don't follow either of them.
Oh, you watch hers? Because, that's ballsy.
That is ballsy.
Because they always, because I've watched both of them, they always come up on the explore page back to back.
Yeah.
I don't know how to change that. Don't know if I want to.
But that's so ballsy because then your name shows up in like her thing.
That's okay. I'm happy, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I'm good cool. Times. I'm chill.
Yeah. I feel like the weird thing is whenever someone's like, so-and-so's ex-girlfriend's watching my new they're just stalking me. They're just like watching all my stuff.
I know. This is me saying like, I am stalking, yeah. But it's all in positive, good fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you guys have like a fine relationship. I was listening to one of you guys' podcasts and you were talking about, someone was like, you know how you usually like delete photos with people of like shame or embarrassment. And you're like, no, I keep those up because they like remind me of a positive time. Like it's all positive memories. That's how it feels. Like there's just like leaves with positive terms.
Exactly. Yeah. That's and cool. Like I watch now, I'm like, oh, we had some moments that were fun and pretty like that. And they look really happy.
Yeah.
I went through a breakup and one of my friends was like, don't burn any photos. Like don't get rid of anything because you're going to like want to have had the memories. Like once like this immediate grief goes over, you're going to want to have had the memories. And like my biggest regret was like photos that I deleted off my page and being like, well, I wish archive was available back then.
It's so funny that you say that because I've been cleaning out my apartment and I found this old locket that my ex-boyfriend gave to me. It was like a picture of us in the locket. And I guess I'd put it somewhere. It was in my bathroom. I found it in like the back of like underneath my sink or something. And I was like, I clearly hid all these things to not remember. But then I'm like glad that I still have them because they were fond memories.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. It was a good thing when you
found
that.
Yeah, I didn't
cry.
Oh, it was
good.
Weird. Yeah, I mean, it was forever ago.
I was going to say, Tanya, it's been quite a few years. I hope you didn't cry.
Yeah, it was like fond memories. So yeah, I'm with you on that, not burning the memories.
I even remember Robert deleted a video that he like had planned to have made when we were in Greece together. And he was like, I regret deleting that video because it was such a great time. And he like tried to call Instagram to get it back and stuff and couldn't get it back. Aww. Yeah.
It sucks.
But it does. I will say like, unless it was like a horrible breakup, I guess, like where someone like, you know, cheated or whatever. I think it's nice to have those memories at some point, at least to be able to tell the stories, you know, I don't know.
It also points to a lot of like, the personality type, and like I have been this person, so I get it. And I think we've all experienced like a version of it. But like when you leave a situation that either no longer serves you, or like it has like betrayed you, or whatever, you kind of want to like taint the memory of it and like burn it down behind you. And I find myself like quite often seeing people who feel this compulsion to do that and to go into a situation and remove like what it actually was and retell the reframe the narrative. Yeah. To be able to be like, oh yeah, like he was miserable and I was miserable the whole time. And it was like, really? Cause you were projecting happiness. Like obviously in the case of like, you know, an abusive relationship where there is like actually you're presenting publicly very different than what the actual DNA is. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no need to burn things down behind you. You can just like allow it to belong to the past. There's a C.S. Lewis quote actually it's about writing. It is in The Weight of Glory. It's like maybe in the prologue or something. And The Weight of Glory is like a compilation of like topical sermons on humility. And so he has some of them that he has just retained the original context in which he like delivered them. So some things are overlapping and some things are whatever. And he says, there comes a time, and it need not be a long time, where a piece of work or writing belongs so much to the past or a specific time period that to alter it or edit it, even by the author themselves, would be to create a sort of forgery. Can you imagine, like, if we were just reframing our relationships as things that they weren't to make it easier for us to process now, and then it would just be creating a forgery of a thing that was, like, a very truthful thing.
I was really impressed that you just had that whole thing memorized. But then I remember that you're an actor.
I know.
It's my one skill.
That's where she thrives.
Yeah. Which we do need to get back to. We need to talk about, by the way.
Yeah.
Before.
Oh,
we
talk
about how beautiful your skin looks, Becca.
Oh, wow. Does it?
Yeah, it does.
It really
Thank
does.
You. Thanks, yeah. guys. Well, that's all thanks to our friends at BioClarity. We talk about BioClarity all the time. I have seen so many people on the Facebook group talking about how BioClarity has changed their skin and how they were looking for something natural, and it is what helped. So take it away.
Well, they have the clear skin routine, and that's for combination oily or breakout prone skin. It's three easy steps: cleanse, treat, restore. And this contains nourishing plant extracts like chamomile, green tea, cucumber, licorice root, oat kernel, plus Floralux with chlorophyll, and that helps fight breakouts, smooths the skin, minimizes redness, and reduces pore size, which I have giant pores, and evens out your skin tone. So, and then Floralux, which I mentioned. Becca, do you want to tell us about that?
Yes. Floralux is a clever form of chlorophyll, and it's proven to nourish the skin, and it soothes away imperfections and blemishes. It has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that feed your skin from the outside in. Basically, it's like a green juice for your face.
Since you mentioned the Facebook group, let me give you a couple of these that people have said in here, because people love BioClarity. Riley says, BioClarity worked really well for my hormonal acne. My mom noticed and had no idea I was trying anything new. She's noticed my skin looked so much better. I use it religiously. And then one more down here. Here it is. Kristen DeMasi, hormonal acne. It's decreased and the intensity has gone down dramatically. Not as angry and red. I got the Clarity mask and I feel like my pore size and my nose has improved too. Mm-hmm. So there you go. I mean, the people have spoken.
The people have spoken. I mean, what are you guys waiting for? Yeah. Get started on healthier habits with your skincare. Just go to bioclarity.com.
Also, I wanted to mention one of my favorite things is that BioClarity is delivered straight to you and it's super easy to use. So you don't even have to leave the house to get your skincare routine. Our listeners will get their first month for 50% off a routine, plus shipping is free, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you have to enter our code, Becca. That's BioClarity.com, and enter our code, Becca.
Debbie, you can get in on the next one.
Yeah, I'll get on the next
one. Hope you're ready for that harmony.
Now pitch match, now ready
for pairing. Yeah, now you know what to come in with. What were you going to talk about before we got into BioClarity?
Oh, well, your acting career.
Yes.
Oh.
We were just going to make a quick pit stop over the last 15 years of my life. Happy to fold it in.
I was on tour. I was on the Voice Notes tour with Haley and Charlie over the summer, and we were driving the bus from Arizona to Texas, which was a jaunt.
Yes, done the drive.
Yeah, we were, you know, on a bus for quite some hours, and we watched Insatiable, and it made me so proud. And like, just because I know you, and you're not like your character in that TV show, but it's acting to me is such like a crazy world, because you're literally like taking on the identity of like some other human.
Yeah.
It's actually a lot harder than I would even imagine.
Yeah.
But the show is really great really great in it.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. It's funny. It's funny to like know who responds and to what they respond. And especially hearing it from my friends and people who are like, yeah, I can see that. And some people being like, that was a total stretch. Like, that was hard to watch, you know? And that's really cool. It makes me feel like I'm doing my job right.
And it got picked up for a second season.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting.
The next year, 2019. It happened pretty fast. It happened, like, really hard and fast. I think there were a lot of people kind of hesitant to see it and really interested to see what it was for themselves versus kind of like this preview of the origin story.
Totally.
And so to kind of go on the journey and step into it was like really cool and exciting, because I've like heard just so much feedback from several people who watched it initially or binged it or made their way through it slowly or kind of whatever, coming at it with all different hearts and coming out of it with a lot of similar feedback, which is like they get it, they're into it, it's wild, and you know, it's a full ride, but it definitely goes there, and it is like a really nice cautionary tale of like what happens when we let ourselves kind of run. We don't check in with our rage, we don't check in with our damage, we don't check in with the places that these things can bring us, and also just identity. So many people finding identity at different types in their life, and Alyssa Milano's character finding it, you know, in this kind of emptiness, and yeah, like everyone just finds it in so many different ways, and especially in places and cultures where identity looks like a range of one to a few things, such as like high society, or I lived in Texas and I lived in the South and we shot it in Atlanta, and it's definitely trickier contexts to introduce kind of left of center or right of center concepts and identity things. So it's nice to be able to work through it and show people working through it. And we had a good team of people. Everyone just came at it careful about the right things and precious and protective about the right things and really bold and courageous about the other, you know, those things. And that was nice.
I feel like Netflix is so competitive too right now. I mean, it shows that people are obviously loving it for them to come so quickly with a second season, which is really cool. Because there's so many shows that are coming in. It's like people want more. It's like binge. Yeah. And then it's over and you're like, how'd you like it?
Yeah, totally. Like, well, there goes 6 months of my life. Yeah.
I know. When do you start shooting the second one?
Next year. Yeah.
2019?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
Well, actually, let's dive into that a little bit. Okay. So do you move away to shoot? You said you shoot in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah. So we move away. Essentially, we are basically given, you know, a little kind of
home.
No, we are basically given a time frame, which is kind of subject to change, and then we have to like kind of finish out our lease and move and find a place and do the deposit and just figure it out all on our own. There's a, for a movie, they will kind of bring you there and procure your locations, whatever. But with that, there basically is like a flight and a time that you need to be there and get yourself to and from work in a city that you've never been in and whatever. So it's kind of like a little bit daunting, and it'll make you grow up, but it's fun. I mean,
and you're in a relationship.
I am.
Correct.
Yes.
So does this, do you guys do long distance?
Yeah, but that, it's kind of in the DNA of the relationship.
Really?
Yeah, from the time that we knew each other, he was traveling, and then, and actually what happened with Atlanta was wild, because that was meant to be the time, like I had finished my show, he was traveling, and we were kind of privately seeing one another for several years, and then the show gets picked up, and it was right around the time that he was going to have a year of not traveling and not touring, which for 5 years of knowing this person, we had been like, there's going to be a moment, there's going to be a moment. And I'm like, okay, great, I'll just do movies, and then we'll backtrack it so that I'm not booking anything or shooting anything away, and we could both arrange our time in town together. And the show was supposed to go for CW, and it didn't go, and then Netflix bought it, and then it did go. So the second he got home, I broke my kneecap in half. I had surgery. He, like, nursed me back to health. And then we were both like, all right, well, here's our year together in town. And then it was like, oh, just kidding, be in Atlanta in 3 weeks for the next 6 months. And so then I did that and moved, and then I came back, and he was like, all right, great, I'm traveling again for work.
Oh,
and
so he's been,
on the road. But it's kind of perfect because, you know, he visited while I was gone, and I visited him.
And distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
It's hard, though. And I think that there's this idea of, like, it's fine, like, you can get through anything, but I don't think people realize how hard, like, it is to be apart from each other. Do y'all have, like, a certain time where you're like, we won't go past 2 weeks to see each other? Or do you, like, or just...
Initially, in the first, like, 2 years or whatever of building this, which, like, at that point, he was, you know, in a passenger van and then got into, like, a bigger band. So there was,
he's a musician.
Yes, he plays music.
Yes.
Yes. And, he wasn't just recreationally cruising around town. Although, you know, it's just free candy on the side. That's how we met. It was kind of less, you know, now they have like built this really cool thing to the point where he has a bit more freedom and play as far as off days. But in that, when it's just like four guys in a thing, like you can't even really take phone calls without three other guys like roasting you. So like
totally.
You're kind of just, Yeah, it was, we would try and not go more than 4 to 6 weeks. And so sometimes it would be like 2 days and then 3 weeks apart and then 4 days and then 6 weeks apart or whatever. I don't think we've ever done, yeah. But now we try and, when I was in Atlanta, he came on average like once a month with our puppy.
Oh.
So I got to watch him grow. His name is Jim.
Do you tell people, like, does he have a name or do you keep it private?
People know. Okay. Yeah, people know. I try not to like aggressively lean on it because it's like the only thing I have that's mine.
And that's totally fine. But a thing that, I do want you to talk about is because, I mean, we obviously talk about our journey through like love lives and, and our, you know, my fumble through it. But to give people some encouragement on just like how you guys met, because there's people meet, everyone thinks like I have to meet, be on the dating apps and I have to, you know, do all these things, but it was really like organic for you guys.
Yeah. We met through like a work situation kind of, and then common friends, and it was just by nature of it, not romantic at all.
But that's cool. Like you started off as friends and then you formed a relationship.
Yeah. And literally like one time he and my buddy who was kind of like driving it, Mark, who's like the creative director for his band. And Mark's just a legend and such a genius. And Mark was the one that I was closest to because he does the thing that is most like my industry. So I would be like, if you want to see a multicam set, come and visit. And, you know, he would be like, what do you think about this edit? And so we kind of just bonded. And I was like, come visit the set of Jesse. He was like, we just flew in. Can I bring Josh? And I was like, yeah. Like I had met him and corresponded with him like once or twice before. And I was like, yeah. Course, like whatever will get you here to come visit. And they came in, it was like, hey, hi. And I was like, I've known you. Do I like you? Do I have a crush on you? And we like talked about aliens and the X-Files for like ever. And he left and I was like, why do I want Josh to text me? Like, why am I waiting for him to text me? Yeah. It was so funny. It's funny, like, the second it shifts and you're like, oh, wait, you're a person. You're a dateable person.
Yeah, you're dateable. I like you.
He literally, like, I think he had the exact same moment with me. He was like, I don't know who's this girl. Like, it's just some L.A. girl doing, like, acting. And then he was like, oh, I date her.
Wait, so like, how long have y'all been together?
You know, it's kind of been the majority of 5 years.
Wow.
Some of it was more public than others. There's like moments where we like went our separate ways in order to kind of like work on our things. And when we reconnected, we were really intentional to do so extremely privately. And then his fans and listeners are really smart and intuitive and they pay attention. And so they were like, don't lie to us. Like years ago, like 3 years ago or 4 years ago, we're like, don't lie to us. Someone in Atlanta, like Nebraska, saw a photo of the back of someone's head and the background was and like I was just like, all right. So it kind of like it became a thing where we were like, well, I guess we're not gonna lie or hide, but
totally
we're just not gonna kind of
like open up
right
really, yeah. Yeah,
in come us where we're like, tell us everything.
But I was 19 when I met him, you know. That moment happened on the set, and then he was like, I'm gonna go play some festivals. He was playing like daytime stages in the back of South By or something, and he was like, I'm coming back in a couple months and I'm gonna take you on a date. Came and he took me on a date and adopted me a kitten.
And the rest is history.
Wow. Literally. Wow. Romantic.
Maybe not even in that order. It happened fast.
Yeah. I think it's encouraging for people to hear that. You know what I mean? Like, you might be listening.
And you might already know the guy that you could end up with.
Totally. And it might just click one day.
Didn't we read a stat on that? What's your hit 25? You've already met the person you're going to spend your life with?
Yeah. There's it's like a proven statistic that you've already met the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
Is that because people, no, I'm not saying you, but is that because people get, don't want to say desperate, but they're like, well, let's see. I'm not meeting anyone new. Like, let's see who I got.
Maybe by then you've just locked in your life. What?
That's such a pessimistic way of looking at it.
Okay, that is not. I just meant like, I didn't mean to say desperate. I meant to say like, do people just start thinking more like, oh, could I be romantically with someone that I already have a comfortable relationship with?
I think it's more of like, so you meet people and you maybe not be at, you might not at the right place at the right time.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, sorry, I went about that the wrong way. I just meant like if timing wasn't the best, and as you get older, you start thinking like maybe there was someone in the past that there wasn't the right time, but maybe if we reconnected now, it'd be there.
Totally. Yeah. Or you start dating all these yahoos and you're like, well, I better get back.
We gotta get back.
The one that doesn't have all the red flags.
We gotta get to your recent date.
Oh yeah.
But first, you have a cat.
Yes.
And you have a dog?
Yes.
Do you have photos of those animals in your home?
I do.
Do you have framed photos?
No, it's hard to do logistically.
Well, we have,
we have the solution.
We have the solution for you. Wow, you made that great. Flawless. Yeah.
So Framebridge, they make it super easy and affordable to frame your favorite things, from art prints and posters to the travel photos sitting in your phone. Basically, how it works is you go to framebridge.com, you upload your photo, or they'll even send you packaging, and you can safely mail, like, if you have a physical thing that you want framed, it's not like an uploadable photo.
Cute.
They'll send you the stuff and you send it back to them.
They have a team at Framebridge that will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. Super easy to hang.
Yeah.
As I've talked about before.
Yeah, Becca's not so good at framing, or hanging things.
I'm fantastic at it now. They make it easy.
That's true. So it's usually $100, like hundreds of dollars, when you want to frame something. But the prices start at $39, and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use the code Becca.
Mm-hmm. Right when you walk into my apartment, there's a photo of me holding my dog Phoebe, and it's a giant photo from Framebridge, and it's the cutest thing ever.
It is the cutest
thing
ever.
Thrills me. Get started today. Frame your photos or send the perfect gift for weddings, birthdays, or special events. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code Becca. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code Becca. One more time, framebridge.com, promo code
Becca. That's pretty good.
Still learning the melody.
Yeah. Got it in there. I don't know if y'all heard, in the middle of the Framebridge ad, Debbie had taken two of her Sugar Bear hair vitamins.
This is my first time.
How did you like it?
I feel it growing.
You they have amazing delicious. Hair.
Thank you. It all fell off when I went to Australia, and so it like cracked off and broke off. They like bleached it, and we would go surfing on our lunch breaks, and then they would just put oil on top of the salt water and then put heat on it. So it just cracked off.
Well,
and
it looks super healthy.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Eating a lot of leafy greens. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Eating a lot of greens, taking your vitamins.
I really am.
Yeah. How was the taste when you first took it?
It was nice. It was very gummy bear-like.
You said we needed to take them away from you.
I'll move them away.
Yeah, well, also because all of Tanya's Starbursts are gone.
This is
true.
Multiple
red Starbursts.
There is a on the red Starburst.
Sugar Bear Hair is a bestseller on Amazon with thousands of rave reviews. They taste sweet. They taste just like sweet, delicious candy made with the juice of real berries, and they contain everything you need for stronger and healthier hair. I've said this before. It's as much vitamin A as 4 cups of broccoli, as much vitamin C as 1 cup of cranberries, and as much vitamin B12 as 4 organic eggs.
They just came out with the new women's multivitamin.
Yeah, and those are vegan.
They taste just as delicious.
Just as delicious. So go to sugarbearhair.com/Becca for beautiful hair and a healthier you. That's sugarbearhair.com/Becca. Again, that's sugarbearhair.com/Becca.
So Tanya had a date on Friday night.
Oh.
Getting right into things.
Yeah. I did. So it was, it's somebody that I went to college with. So I haven't like really seen him in forever. And we'd been like DMing on Instagram for like a while, and then mm-hmm. he just randomly asked me out that morning. He said, "You want to get happy hour tonight?" And I said, "Sure," which is so not like me, because I always am like, you need to ask me out with proper, you know, advance notice. Yeah.
And Friday night, you always...
E and I always stay in and I clean my makeup brushes.
Right.
Like, Friday night's not my night
standard
to go out. And, like,
Friday night.
I love you, Tanya.
Is that every Friday you do
so
that?
Much. Yeah. Because you're supposed to clean them like every other day. So I give myself like 1 day a week that I'm going to like clean them. And Fridays, I'm always tired from the week and I'm not my best self. So I kind of just have made that like... Debbie's face.
You're getting roasted.
I know. Debbie's face when I said that was like, she was kind of embarrassed for me. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? She's like,
no,
oh.
I was embarrassed for the fact that it's been 2.5 years and I've cleaned them once.
I'm sitting like, here like, wow, I'm disgusted.
So much bacteria on your brushes.
I know. But to be fair, I don't really use brushes. I use my fingertips because of the warmth that like melts the makeup. So that, you know.
When was the last time you cleaned your fingertips?
Once a week, Fridays. I'm not my best self.
Okay, good.
But I do have like extra white pillowcases, and I use a different washcloth to remove my makeup every day. Mm-hmm. I have a Costco washcloth and a Costco pillowcase, and I flip them over. So I'm like very aware of like the skincare of it all, but just makeup. That's makeup brushes I don't prioritize.
Yeah,
you've
same.
Tasked me.
Yeah, I'm thinking I need to carve out some time in my life.
You guys, I gotta go.
On that note.
Okay, wait, how was your date?
It was actually really good. Like, I had no expectation going in because I was like, it's a Friday night and it was like last minute and, you know, whatever. I had made plans that night to spend time with some of my friends. So I was like, I'll just go grab a quick drink for like an hour and a half or whatever, and then I'll meet my friends after.
And was it like somewhere near your place?
Yeah. And it was great. I ended up not meeting my friends after.
Because you were, it lasted longer?
Yeah. And they were actually super cool about, it was Mel and Nikki.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They were like,
go on a date.
Yeah. They're like, if you're having fun, do not worry about us. And I was like, okay. So yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
So have y'all made plans?
No plans.
Did he text you? Did he walk you home? Like, did things conclude in like a gorgeous way that left you wanting
gorgeous
more?
Gorgeous way.
Was you there know? A kiss?
No kiss.
Good.
Really? You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Not on a first date?
Mm-mm.
Really? See, okay, I used to always go in for the kiss on the first date because I'm like, you can tell chemistry by like a kiss. So I always would try and seal the first date with a kiss.
Interesting.
And it hasn't happened for me in a long time. And I'm like, is this the universe telling me I need to slow my roll?
Slow your roll. I think like there's something to be said for obviously like you can feel. If you want to kiss someone, you know that you want to kiss someone. Mm-hmm. If someone wants to kiss you, you know that they want to kiss you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they go to kiss you, like definitely don't swerve the person.
Right. I was but like
yeah.
Nothing.
Sorry, I don't kiss on the first date. It's the first date. Ask me out next week. But no, I think like it actually like allows it to not be like clouded by a physical attraction for you to be like, am I just like hiding behind this like easy kind of physical turnkey dynamic, which is just like a smoke screen of
totally.
Maybe we don't actually have conversational chemistry or we're not on the same page with our goals.
Totally. I was going to say, I feel like, you know, if you have chemistry just like with another person specifically by conversation.
Right. That's
and I
true.
Think that is like really important.
What? I didn't even know. Are you dehydrated?
Okay,
it looked like I was drinking more than I was because it's a tiny bottle and I was drinking it quickly.
I heard it before I saw
me
it.
Too. I was like, what is going on?
You should have been drinking that for 45 minutes.
Yeah, go.
Okay, I'm feeling a little under the weather and I'm just trying to do right by all of us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate it. I'm glad. I was like, good. Homegirl is getting it over there.
After you just immediately left.
Oh.
The selenite is taking all the negative energy. So.
Oh, thank you for...
Your selenite tower?
Yeah, thank you for, like, just appreciating that.
I felt it before I saw it.
Are you trying to...
It was a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of
it
a little, there.
It was a little
I heard it before
repurposing.
I saw it. That was funny. Well played.
Thank you.
I respect it.
It was inspired divinely.
Wow. I'm sweating.
That made me happy. That made me really happy.
Are your pants Enfil?
No.
And philanthropy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite like leisure brand. Is your shirt that too?
Yeah, it's just, they're matching.
I've never seen the one with the stripe. It's
oh my gosh, you
sweet.
Need to get it.
For those of you who can't see, Tanya is wearing a black frayed edge hoodie. It's a little off the shoulder with a wild.
Yeah.
Kind of loose Cali neck zip up, a yeah. drop shoulder, two white stripes on the side, and an Adidas homage. But
yeah. Yeah.
updated, a beautifully hanging track pant.
We'll take a wow. really cute photo and post that.
A beautifully yeah. hanging track pant.
You know.
And like, can Debbie come back every week?
Yeah, Debbie's our new
like,
co-host.
Wow, we need to
we're
like,
scrubbing
talk to
in with
here.
Becca Tilly, Tanya Rad, and Debbie Ryan.
Yeah.
Flows off the tongue.
But
rolls
do,
off the tongue.
I do have to tell you guys about something super crazy that happened this week. So I'm not going to say who. This was about. This is about some guy that I've had in my zeitgeist. Okay, I had a girl. This is like our scrubbing in family is so like connected and deep, and it, to me it feels like I'm back in like my sorority days where like the girls like have my back and they mm-hmm. like do you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. it's not mean girls. It's like everyone has each other's
yeah.
back.
Yeah, that's so the girl friendships I know.
Yes,
by the way.
Mm-hmm. She basically reached out to me and was like, told me that she's like, I don't know you at all. I listen to the podcast, so I feel like I know you. This guy is not your dude, and said XYZY. She's like, I'm not a weirdo. I'm not like just trying to like.
Does she know him personally?
Yes. And she goes, I'm not trying to like do anything. She's like, I have an amazing boyfriend. But so I totally stalked her and her boyfriend. They're super cute. And it looks like I would totally be friends with her.
Cool.
Like she just seems super cute. And I thought it was so cool that like this stranger and she just totally had my back. She's like, I just know who you are and what you want, and that's not what you want.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
And I
was like, women rooting for other women.
Community of women. Yeah, like helping me. You know what I mean? And it wasn't out of any malice or any like, you know, like, oh, I want the guy. So I'm gonna, you know.
Of course.
It was all pure intentioned. And it made me so happy.
And it also
Girl,
validated,
you know who you are.
And it also validated what you already knew.
Exactly. And it was, I wasn't like so far off that I was like, really? I was like, no, I've already heard that.
How do you play it with him now? Do you cut it off or do you just kind of continue chatting knowing what you know?
It's kind of cooled off anyway. So I just like, I don't really think I have to really do anything. Yeah. Back off a little bit. Yeah. I'm not going to be like,
You don't want to get like skywriting over his house that says you suck.
Yeah. Like, no, it's not that big of a deal, you know? But it was like, just, I don't know, it made me so happy. I was like, I just feel like we've created this really cool community of women that are like bonded and awesome and positive. And like,
I think like sincerity and earnesty and like goodwill perpetuates goodwill. Like, you attract like people. And so for you to have like created, like, the thing that I'm so attracted to or whatever when I listen to the podcast is the same thing that makes me want to hang out with you, which is the same thing like when I met you, out of the people there that are in every direction of like a version of this, the ones that I bond with have that light and have that thing that you guys have. And so for you to be like, and having just met you in Vegas and like already feeling like I know you, so like, and I'm just so such a champion for both of you guys. Like, it's very exciting because you're like, oh, you're pouring into a thing that like is going to flourish as much as you just like emotionally are rooting for it.
Yeah.
The nicest thing.
It's true. It's true. People talk about like that it's
cry.
Not that way. Are you going to cry?
Cry.
I'm like, I'm rooting for you. I would never want anything bad to happen to you. Cry.
Yeah, you're like, what? I'm going to draft up the most amazing speech to give.
I'm like, oh, please, I'm not prepared.
Monologue.
It is really nice because it's like we go through life and I don't know. I felt the same way about you when I first met you, you know, like you're attracted to people that have this energy and this light. And it's cool because like we're all kind of starting to come together, you know what I mean? And build this like community where it's not cool to be mean. It's not cool to be, you know, nasty. It's not, you know, we're like, and we're all coming together and we're making it cool to like be nice.
I've had like girl friendship because I've always kind of like, when I like came here, I didn't know anyone who was famous. I didn't even know that could happen. Like, I thought there were people in LA and those people were those actors and those people got famous. Like, it was pre-social media. It was pre, like, I was never like, oh, what is Lizzie McGuire having for lunch? Like, does she have a brother? I never, like, it was just, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, y'all exist in an untouchable space. And
how old were you?
I was 14.
Wow.
There's literally a button that's highlighted that says cough.
Too tired. Too tired.
Just say, wow. Anyway, it was like very strange, and I was on a show, and I didn't have anyone helping, and all of a sudden I just like, you know, you trade away your privacy and you're like, things are changing, people are putting you in outfits and you're asked to do and so I didn't have anyone that I could kind of look to other than like my mom, right? But like, I just remember being like, I wish that I had someone that I could ask. And then having a version of different people like that and having certain people in different areas and times in my life be like, I got you and I'm rooting for you and I'm willing to like share that. And if I share that, like when I started meeting people that were also in like a similar position or like we're going to go on this crazy ride, whether that's just growing up as like a teen or whatever it is, navigating social media, like I've always just been like, if I know anything and I've figured it out and have gone through it, I'm happy to share it with you. Because like, giving it away doesn't take it away from me. It only like allows all of us to rise. And when we all rise, then it like is creating a world in which we all can be doing that.
But that's so cool that you like recognize that. You know what I mean? Because I think a lot of people in your position, like you have, like you started out so young and you learned all these life lessons. A lot of people don't want to share that. And like, you know, if somebody is up and coming and new and scared, like they almost want to hold like all the things that they've learned to themselves and not want to share that. So that's really cool that you recognize that and like want to be that conduit and that light for other actors and actresses and people.
I mean, I think that's what purpose is, right? Like being in movies and then like having a family and then dying, like is not actually my purpose. Like ultimately, like my purpose is to like meet people and connect with people. And the thing that I leave behind is going to be, you know, it's going to primarily live in like the heartbeats of human beings. Mm-hmm. Like that's actually going to speak longer than like any project that I do or any like whatever. And so to know that like that and protecting that and having like worked really hard to like so many people have crashed on my couch and so many people I have like just been able to be that. And it's been really lovely. And I've been able to watch people really flourish and grow and like people that I'm proud of and believed in. And then people have like completely weaponized my vulnerability and my generosity against me and mm-hmm. used it to like take from me and cut me down and turn people against me and rewrite this narrative in a way that like I was completely robbed of my ability to introduce my intentions. And then I'm still dealing with that. And like to know that like out of people who are all rooting for one another, or at least like if you want something that I have, and I would like to give it to you, or am fine to give it to you, or it's a renewable resource or whatever, then you take that thing. You no longer need that thing, and you're like trading up for something more relevant. That's fine, and you can go and leave, and you can go, mm-hmm. and I don't need or expect follow through. I grew up in LA, like I'm positive, and I try to be optimistic, but I'm not like idealistic to the point mm-hmm. where I'm naive. Like right. I know how it works, mm-hmm. and this has happened in ways, and I've seen it happen to everyone that I know at least once, and sometimes in really public and destructive ways in which your hands are completely tied. But like when that happens, no one makes you like no one's making you burn my things to the ground. Right. Like if you can't have it for yourself and you want to take it from me because maybe it won't give it to you, but it's easier for you to not see people around you have what you want. Mm-hmm. Like, that's unfair. That's malicious. Mm-hmm. You're a mean, mean, dark person. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to live a lonely life if you don't already. And, like, that is a thing that, like, I realize I don't actually have control over. And, like, if one out of every however many times that happens, and that happens to be the time that, like, stays with me the longest, that sucks. And there's nothing I can do about that. But it shouldn't affect my ability to continue doing this and being able to like be a good friend to my friends mm-hmm. and be a good daughter and be a good sister. And then like I found myself in this room, right? Yeah. Of people who probably have all experienced a very similar version of these things. And to know that like ultimately sometimes it's used against us and fully weaponized, and sometimes mm-hmm. it like benefits us and it's a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what we can do, and this is like back to our friendship, is whenever I see that light in you and I know what you value, and before you and I were even really this close, I reached out to you and I was like, I just want you to know that this person is yeah. someone who like, and like knowing that you and I have talked so many times about so many people, and I do not talk shit. It's not a thing that I like to do.
No, I can vouch for that.
I will always, it's like a fun game to hunt for something positive or like a really tender way to mm-hmm. frame something about someone that I would otherwise not jump to. But like, I literally reached out to you privately and mm-hmm. was just like, dude, I want you to know that this is a garbage person. Like, I want you to know that this person, I like, people still come up to me and are like, hey, you remember that girl you introduced me to? She tried to sleep with my husband. And I'm like, my bad. I didn't know she was that person. I'm so sorry. Like, really vouched for this person. That was on me for not doing a character background check.
Totally.
But like, and then letting you know, like, just so you know, this is publicly what you're aligning with, but also underneath, like within relationship, this is what you're vouching for. And I wish someone had told me when I vouched for this person, because A, I'd be way less hurt, and B, mm-hmm. like less ostracized. But I just didn't know.
It's so true, because I think like for me, I try to do like, I'm very vocal when I like love somebody and support somebody. Yeah. I'm like very yeah. vocal about those things. Yeah. Right. And I totally align myself with people. And I think for the people that I don't think are great people, like I won't come out and say like you're a bad person, mm-hmm. but I won't publicly support them.
Yeah.
So to me, that was like a big move when you were like, just a heads up. I was like, okay.
I'm like, all right. Do whatever you want. But
yeah,
it's funny because I'm that way to where like if it's like an app or like a crystal or a cup of coffee or like my favorite clothing line or like whatever it is, like I'm very hype about it.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I'm very much like, this is the coolest, best thing I've ever seen. Like, you should meet this person. This is why they're spectacular and captivating and incredible. Like, I love that. Mm-hmm. Getting passionate about things, because I like deal with depression and anxiety. So like there are times where I will dissociate for days at a time and not feel anything at all. So for something to move my needle, I like hold it very valuable and rare. And like, I think it's important to lean into that and encourage that in ourselves and others.
But what's cool about you is like, obviously we all deal with people that are, you know, not great people. Like, mm-hmm. we've all been taken advantage of. We've had people cross us. Like, I think everybody deals with that in yeah. some aspect of their life, whether they're a teacher, they work at a retail store. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. everybody deals with those things. But it's like, you not like, it's not up to you to like bring karma to them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
you're not
totally
responsible yeah. for making, you know, anything bad happen to them. It's like believing that everything's going to happen the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
totally.
You know
totally.
What I mean? Just like releasing that, like yeah. just releasing that energy and that like negativity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have like such a streak of justice, and I love those like movies where like Keanu Reeves is John Wick, and like that's like my favorite genre of movie because I love being like, you took something from me and now I'm going to make it right. but also like I have to know like that's obviously like nothing that I can do. And even in that situation, knowing when just defending yourself mm-hmm. and being like, listen, there was a blatant attack on my character, and I can tell you I've lived really hard to make sure that my reputation lines up with who I am actively. So like this is unfair for you to like make these presumptions and say this about me. But knowing that in order to like reclaim that and introduce yourself, it's going to like fan the flames, and there are people who are not rooting for you and listening for you to reintroduce themselves because they just heard whatever they heard on first listen.
Yeah.
And it was from someone who had like ulterior motives, and you're just like, it's not worth it. Like the people who are looking for the truth will find the truth, and mm-hmm. the people who aren't can like, you know, find their own thing.
Yeah.
It's so true. It's like having to decide like you're only responsible for what you put out there, and what people take from it, whether they choose to go in the right direction or use it for good or use it for a different purpose
mm-hmm.
is not on you.
Like yeah.
That's on everyone else. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is responsible for their own actions.
Yeah.
Totally. How they present themselves and how they speak about other people. And yeah, but I agree. I think the fact that you are in your position and are such a, there's so much competition in your world. Like that's, you know, that's what it is. It's competition. There's so many people coming up, and for you to say, hey, I've been through a lot and I'm willing to give advice on this, and it doesn't take away from my talent or what I've accomplished. Mm-hmm. It just is saying like, I'm here to help others, and that's the purpose. It's
going to
really
come back
awesome.
To you tenfold.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I know what it's like to be like wandering around in the dark. And if I can keep yeah. anyone from doing that, and like there were women around me that I was like, hey, what do you think about this? And they would be super unhelpful. And then there would be women who, like, example, when people have whatever, would be like, oh, you were on Disney Channel. So, like, how are the other Disney girls? Are they kind of, like, cutting and whatever? Like, Ashley Tisdale comes on Suite Life and was like, hey, like, don't, like, Dylan and Cole would just, like, be boys. And she'd be like, don't talk to her like that. Like, stop. It's fine. Do you want to, like, sit with me? And then we did like a crossover with Hannah Montana, and Miley was like, dude, stop talking to her like that. Hey, you don't have to like let them talk to you like that. Just like sass them back. And like me being like, oh, I have permission to do that.
Yeah,
like,
right.
And Miley like automatically having, not knowing me at all, and like having really no horse in the race, but being able to be like, well, that's a girl, and I would want someone to empower me
uh-huh.
to speak in my voice. And then like Selena, literally she and I were going through like breakups, hers very much more public and visible than mine, but like people we had to see around in work situations and whatever, and we were on a flight back together from a wee day, and we just like started talking, and we're just like sitting on this plane and we're talking, and she just like is actively like, come over, hang out with me. And it was the first time that someone had ever done like generously did that and like saw me and invited me into that circle the way that I would constantly find like five people that I didn't know super well but like wanted to be a home for, because we're all like implants here in LA. Like we're all yeah. just kind of like Thanksgivings in LA are really funny. Like it's yeah. just, we're all just, you know,
yeah.
creating these nuclear families, and like to see other people like that, it definitely perpetuates it. And like you said, like it's going to come back tenfold. Like anyone who has anything to say about Selena is like, she's kind, she's really warm. She like, even in the midst where
totally.
She has carried way too much for one person, mm-hmm. she has never lost her class and grace in that. And like
totally.
To see people like that, then you're like, oh, that makes them look cool. Like Selena Gomez is a rock star. Like she's cool. She's really awesome. Mm-hmm. And something that's cool about her, that's like a large thing, is that
she's
that will
kind.
Forever be her reputation. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's kind. And like that's, you know, I think that really does speak for you and speak on your behalf. Because there's other people who, when doing that like transaction of
yeah.
like, who am I going to hire? Who am I going to put on the radio? Who am I going to mm-hmm. do this for this campaign?
I always say that. I always say that too. Whenever like Selena, whenever she comes on the morning show or anything, I always make a point to be like, I see you behind the scenes and you are so kind to people when like there's no cameras around. There's mm-hmm. no, you know, nobody's watching you mm-hmm. and you're just as kind and generous to like, not just your fans, to people, you know what yeah. I mean? Like she actually like looks at people and like, you know what I mean? Like even, I'm just trying to think like, what I'm saying is like not necessarily, they don't have to be like fans that come up and say no, like, oh, we love you. If like you if walk, you're a barista or something, yes. like she will, like you are mm-hmm. seen and she makes that a point. I think it's mm-hmm. really, really cool of her.
Yeah, she's like holding someone's baby. Whenever I see her, she's, totally. It's like someone's kid, or she'll just be like interactions that in a world where like it's so, there's such a currency of like, but is it the right person's baby? It's like, no, like it's, you know, it's
baby.
It's whoever she likes and wants, and like that's sincere. And I feel like there's so much like value of your time, really make sure that whoever you're networking, and like that's not, I think like, and obviously, listen, we all find it. Like when you're a teenager to being in your 20s and you're a woman and you're in LA, we go through different friend circles. At least all the girls that I know, it's like really broad friend circles. Whenever you're going through like troubling times where you don't really know yourself as much, mm-hmm. your friend circle is very broad with shallow relationships, people who won't hold you accountable and who are more toxic and garbage than you, so you don't feel like the most toxic person in the room. yeah. And then that's only like perpetuating like bad ideals and behaviors and like whatever. I don't know if, you know, I'm not definitely not speaking to Selena on that, but like myself and the people that I've been around, like that is absolutely an easy dynamic to fall into just in growing up. And I think that even in the midst of that, like we all have regrets, but having not lost like your kindness and having not like given in to malice, which is my biggest pride, is like I lost a lot of that like wonder, like that thing that just made me trust that if I was good to people would also be good to me, mm-hmm. and knowing like, oh, that doesn't work like that. But mm-hmm. then also that I think makes me so much more grateful for when people do things out of their abundance mm-hmm. or even out of like just generosity
yeah.
and humility, then you're like, oh, okay. If anyone can do it, then like anyone can do it. You know, there's room for all of us to do it.
If anyone can do it, anyone can do it. That's a great
sounded
quote.
Smarter in my head.
No, it's actually really
it's
cool.
It's so simple, but it's so true.
Yeah. Something that I'm very passionate about.
Hit me with it.
Working out.
You are very passionate.
I love working out. It like makes me happy.
Workout clothes.
yeah. Well, Outdoor Voices, I've actually been wearing some of their stuff to work out recently, and they're really high quality active apparel, and you can wear them to the gym, but kind of just wear them every day. Like I wear them to work. They're really, really super cute.
So basically, I like to wear workout clothes even when I'm not working out, and they're so cute. And every time you post them on your story, I love their outfits. They're so cute.
They're so cute. One of the sports bras that I have, I literally want to wear it every day, but obviously like I don't do my laundry every day, but it's one of it's like when I have it clean, it's the first one I put on. I'm really obsessed with it. But they encourage living healthier, happier, and more sustainable lives through daily exercise of any form, and it's more about getting out there and trying than setting a record. So the Outdoor Voices regularly hosts events across the country to keep you doing things and meeting new friends along the way.
That's so fun. Mm-hmm. I like group activities.
Yeah.
I feel like y'all, everyone listening, you should look and see if they're doing any events around your area. Whether it's through events or their dedicated hashtag on social, which is #doingthings, the brand is uniting exercisers who live for fun. This is really funny because when I went to Nantucket with Laura, we kept saying, like, I'm just doing some things, doing things, doing big things. Mm-hmm. It's almost like I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
For 20% off your first order of $100 or more, visit outdoorvoices.com/Becca and enter code Becca. That's outdoorvoices.com/Becca. Enter code Becca for 20% off your first order of $100 or more. One more time, outdoorvoices.com/Becca and enter code Becca.
No, I'm actually excited that they're really excited that they're a sponsor on the podcast because I have been wearing these like since before they were sponsor on the podcast, and everybody always asks me where I get my like sports bras from. This was I posted it on my Instagram story, and everyone's like, "Where'd you get that sports bra from?"
One of the
like,
ones you outdoor. Twist the shed.
Yeah, because my sweat. Twist the sweat out of my sweat. Sports bra.
Rings it out. She rings her sports bra. It's disgusting.
Yeah. That's how you know you're doing work.
Debbie, it's time for you to go.
All right, bye.
We don't want you to leave, but you have things to do.
Yeah, you're doing things.
You're doing things.
That's true.
Thank you so much for coming in. If you guys haven't checked out season one of Insatiable, you absolutely should. It's on Netflix. What else can we look forward to from you?
Yeah, I have. I did a little role in like a sweet movie called Grace, which is doing festivals right now. And so, if you see that it's near you, check it out. I have one called The Opening Act that I'm also in. It's just like I kind of am at a point where I get to be very choosy and work with people that I like and cool directors and filmmakers. And I'm doing a lot of studying in that realm, which is nice. So yeah, it's just been nice.
Yay.
So basically, whatever you see Debbie in, we're supporting our girl.
For sure.
Bless you guys.
We love you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on, sticking to your word.
Yes.
We really appreciate it. She's the best.
She really, I'm so happy that she scrubbed in today.
Yeah, me too. We have another very special guest on the phone, Pastor Jensen Franklin. You're friends with his daughter, Caroline.
Yes, yeah. I love Caroline.
Yeah, and they have like a massive church in, is it Orange County?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's on the phone with us. Jensen, Pastor Jensen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, this is Becca Tilly and Tanya.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, we just had some quick questions for you. Thank you so much for being here. We have, I think ourselves and like a lot of our listeners been through heartache and pain, whether it's been in a relationship or with family or with friends. And I feel like you could kind of give some insight of how do you move on past that hurt that we experience in life and just relationships in general?
Well, you know, you hear people all the time say, forgive and forget when somebody really does you wrong. And we, first of all, have to realize that you're going to be hurt. The price of relationship is you're going to be hurt sooner or later. It's just going to happen in a family, in a marriage, in a relationship. And so when people say forgive and forget, what does that mean? Is it even possible? Forgiveness is not amnesia. Forgiveness is not, you know, getting a lobotomy and not even thinking about what someone did to you that really hurt you. But forgiveness is remembering it differently. It actually becomes a reference point of how far you've come since the incident happened. And, you know, I talk about in my book, Love Like You've Never Been Hurt, how to do that. How do you get beyond it? It's not a question of if, but when you get hurt. And too many people quit and walk away too easy, and even in family relationships, you know, brothers and sisters not speaking to one another because they got in an argument, parents that live in the same city as their children and they haven't spoken in a year because of something that blew up and happened. And we've got to learn how to love like we've never been hurt. And the title of the book implies, first of all, don't be surprised that you get hurt. It's going to happen. And, you know, I feel like I can lay out some things, some easy steps that you can take. Not easy steps, let me take that back, but real steps that you can take.
Yeah, we would love to hear.
So it's kind of like, well, the entire book is basically like a workbook of kind of giving people, you know, the guidelines and the things that they like really.
Yeah, it's coming from a biblical perspective on the teachings of Christ, you know, when he said, forgive 70 times 7. Which is 490 times in a day. Well, how in the world does that work? And what he was really saying was forgiveness is not about keeping score. It's about losing count. And, you know, so many times we keep score when it comes to, well, you did this and you did that, you did this and you did that. And what Christ was talking about was if you really want to learn how to live with somebody, it's not forgiveness is not keeping score, it's losing count. And that doesn't mean you're walking that. That doesn't mean that you let people run all over you. But it begins to govern your life in that way that you realize that, you know, if you want a relationship, there has to come those times where you have to say, you know, it doesn't even matter who's right or who's wrong. On some issues, what it's going to go back to is, do you want to be right or do you want to be reconciled?
Yeah.
If you want to be reconciled, at some point you're going to have to give up your natural inclination for revenge and making them pay.
Yeah, I think there's a quote about that actually that says like maturity comes when you learn to accept the apology that you never got. You know,
that's
like
right.
You learn to. Yeah. So it's not necessarily about like seeking revenge. It's like everyone's gonna get hurt. It's just about moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's awesome. So the book is called Love Like You've Never Been Hurt, and it's available now. People can get it on Amazon. Where else can they get the book?
They can get it through our website, jensenfranklin.org. It's spelled with a Z, my name, or the S. It's a Z, but jensenfranklin.org. But Amazon is great.
Yeah, it's an Amazon bestseller list for Christian inspiration and Christian personal development.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you so much for taking your time to be here.
Yeah, this is so
thank
cool.
You.
I'm really good friends with your daughter, Caroline. I love her so much. You must be really proud.
I am proud of her, and I'm glad that you're a friend to her.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling
in
today.
Yeah, have a good
God
week.
Bless you guys.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so basically what we need to work on as humans and relationships in general is not expecting an apology, but accepting that you can move on even if you don't get it.
Would help if I turn my mic back on. I'm like, correct, Becca. Nobody can hear me. Well, guess what?
What?
Another takeaway. I actually just got my first pair of Rothy's.
Wow. Hand claps. How are they?
So cute. I got the camo ones.
So cute.
Yeah,
I love the camo ones.
Yeah.
Are they comfy?
So comfy.
The cool thing about Rothy shoes is that they're super cute and stylish. They're sustainable and they're comfortable enough for everyday wear. It's an everyday flat for life on the go. And it's super cute. So you don't feel like you're just throwing on your flats because you don't want to wear heels. They're like, you would choose to wear these because they're cute and they're comfortable. They have the flat, the point, the loafer. And they have for women and girls, and they just recently launched the sneaker.
Oh, cute.
I know. A major added bonus is that they're machine washable because feet do sweat and shoes do stink. So this is a big, big takeaway. We love our Rothy's. Tanya just got hers. Mm-hmm. I've had my little loafers for a while. They're so cute. We know you'll love them too. Right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our listeners. You can use code Becca to get free shipping and no minimum. So it's free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoe. Trust me, you will not return them. Go to Rothy's.com. That's Rothy's.com and enter Becca to get your cute shoes and free shipping. It's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, and it's free shipping. So get yourself a pair today. That's Rothy's.com. Promo code
Becca!
Tanya, what was just going on with your armpit there while she was talking?
Yeah, you know, tell me.
I just get so sweaty sometimes.
Why now? Like, it's cold in here, and Debbie's gone. It's like you wouldn't have any guest anxiety.
Right. No, I don't think it's anxiety. I think it's from coffee, and it's...
I do that when I drink coffee,
specifically
too.
The Zumi coffee from Whole Foods. Mm. It's, I don't know what it is. It's like French roast or something. But every time I drink it, I get so sweaty in my armpits. It's embarrassing, actually.
Speaking of Zumies, Phoebe normally has recently been getting the Zumies where she... Have you ever heard that? It's called the Zumies where they go like... I think it's what it's called.
Mm. Never heard that before.
And they go crazy. They just start running everywhere.
Oh, okay. I've never heard it called that. But yeah, I know what that is.
So last night, yesterday, I went to the beach with some of my friends. I don't smoke weed. But I have people in my life who do smoke weed, and they had a joint that was in... It's illegal here. It's illegal here, right? I'm allowed to talk about
this. It's legal. Marijuana is legal.
It's in California.
Yes.
It's legal. Okay. Just didn't want to get anyone in trouble. Not that I'm saying any names. But anyways, we go to the beach. Someone left one of the joints in my bag, and I guess it was on a towel or something. So when everyone took the towel, someone took the towels out. I'm assuming what happened is the joint fell on the floor. I'm about to leave to go to dinner, and I notice Phoebe's head is like wobbling back and forth. And I'm like, Caroline, like Phoebe's acting, my sister, I'm like, Caroline's acting weird. I mean, Phoebe's acting weird. Do you, like, her head's going back and forth. Did she eat anything? Caroline's like, no, I haven't given her anything different. We did switch her food, so I didn't know if that was having a weird effect on her. So as I'm about to leave, she's like literally sleeping, and she never just sleeps in our arms. It was almost like when she was a little puppy. So I'm leaving and I'm like, okay, keep an eye on her. Let me know if anything weird happens and I'll come home. So she calls me when I'm on my when I'm at dinner and she's like, we're going to take her to the emergency room. Like she's her eyes are like rolling back in her head. And I'm like, okay, rush her there. And then like, let me know as soon as you, like they take her back and stuff. So she calls me and she's like, well, we brought her in and they said she looks like she's stoned, but we're going to take her back to do tests on her. So they did a drug test on my dog, my sweet little
Wow. Baby. I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, and they said she was just, like, stoned out of her mind. Her heart rate was super low. It was, like, awful. They kept her, like, for a few hours.
Oh, my God, that's, like, so dangerous and scary.
I know. And so I had a lashing out at my friends who I'm like, no more weed around my apartment or my dog. I don't even like, whatever, if you smoke weed, that's fine. Tanya wants to get some to be able to sleep better, but... And I said I would join her in that if we could have a good time.
I think I've tried smoking weed once in my entire life, and it was in high school. Well, I've never done it.
You should look into the oils. You shouldn't smoke a
Correct.
Joint.
Like the CBD oil.
Correct.
You're not the type of person that's going to inhale smoke into her lungs.
No, so, yeah, sure not. No.
I don't like being around, like, regular cigarettes. I just don't like the smell of weed. Like, I just, whatever, if you want to do it, cool. I don't like it. So now, if anyone even comes around my apartment with it, they're in trouble.
How is she now?
She's fine. I guess she slept like on her back with her paws up all night. My sister said she didn't sleep at all because she kept checking to see if she was awake like every 20 minutes.
God, that's like
no more zoomies.
Well, she'll
that cured the zoomies for a while.
Because I've heard that you can give dogs CBD oil to relax them, but like not marijuana.
Right. CBD oil doesn't make you high.
So I basically, yeah.
And like a joint is like a lot of marijuana packed in real tight, so that's probably like a lot of right. Isn't that what a joint is?
It was anything with Phoebe would be a lot.
That's true.
So, anyways, I was not happy. Almost lost a friendship over it. Yeah, it was dark, but she's alive and she's well. Probably had a great night's sleep. They said she probably was what they assume happened was that she was hallucinating when they took her in. So she was like really scared and like.
Oh, you know, wow.
I know. Isn't this traumatic?
I wonder if she ate the whole joint.
I think she ate the whole thing because we couldn't find it.
Because aren't you not supposed to smoke those all at once, too? Like, you're only supposed to, like, you know, it's like a,
it
like
wasn't a
chocolate
full
bar.
One.
You're only supposed to eat like a little nibble of it or something.
I eat a whole chocolate bar.
No, weed one.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, trust me.
Oh, I showed up at a party and they had pot brownies, and luckily I was late, and so I didn't eat them, but some people ate them, and they were down for the count for the day. And yeah. So one guy I never saw because he was in the bathroom throwing up the whole time.
Yeah, apparently with like those with the edibles, you're only supposed to eat like a really small, small amount of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I mean, she's literally tiny, a tiny little baby.
Yikes.
So anyways, that was and I got a new car. That's something else that happened that was exciting.
That is exciting.
And Tanya got her new apartment.
Yeah, car, new apartment.
That's exciting.
2019, baby.
Living by herself for the first time ever.
It's true.
Making friends
in my new town.
Are you going to like go door? I bet you're going to go door to door and bring people like brownies or something.
That's a good question.
I'm actually going to get some sort of like chocolates or candy, some sort of something, and I'm going to leave it on every doorstep with a note just being like, hey, I'm Tanya, I'm the new neighbor, my apartment number is blah blah blah, like, because I only it's a small like building, there's only 12 apartments, so
and you like your neighbors, there's a couple next door who are not
they're not a
romantic
couple, but they're a guy and a girl and they've been friends forever apparently, but they're not dating.
Interesting.
I haven't met them yet. This is just like what I hear.
Hearsay. Mm-hmm.
And they're both like attractive people.
No, don't know.
You haven't met them yet. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting.
We'll need, that could be a topic if there's any interesting details about them. If they're both super attractive, if they're both straight, that's important.
Yeah. And I bet we'll get.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
But we'll get emails from people saying, look, I'm straight. He's straight. We've been friends our whole lives. Never anything's happened. It's still odd to a lot of us. And maybe you're better people than I am. But I feel like if I was really good friends with this girl my whole life, at some point in my life, I would be interested in crossing that line.
It is.
I would catch feelings for sure.
And like to live with them too is like aggressive.
Yes.
Yeah, living with anyone is a lot.
Yeah.
All right, we'll find out more about them.
Yeah, I'm going to do a lot of like
Yeah.
I'm going to ask a lot of questions to everybody that I live by.
We got an email from Rachel. She's very embarrassed by a DM she sent this past weekend. She had a few too many drinks at a friend's wedding. She met this guy the weekend before out with one of her best friends. Her best friend is engaged to one of his good friends, so they all went out as a group on Saturday night. Anyway, I sent them a DM 1 week later. It ended with, "We should talk sometime." Regardless of having zero game, this guy, who is everything I would want in a guy, ghosted me. Zero reply. Mm-hmm. I'm so embarrassed by my alcohol-fueled actions. How do I recover from this? Do I just forget him, the whole situation? All I can think about is how he now thinks I'm creepy, and that makes me so uncomfortable.
Wait. She didn't really send the whole DM. She just is saying it ended with, "We should talk."
Correct.
Because that's not that bad.
I don't think this is that bad.
But she didn't share the rest of the DM.
Is there any excuse on his part? Like, are there guys that just don't check their DMs? They don't have the notifications on? Is there any way he didn't get this DM?
There's a small chance that he didn't get it, but I would say most likely
not even worth
considering. Well, they're following each other.
Oh, they are following each other?
Well, we don't know. If they're not following each other, I think there might be a good chance he never saw it. Because I don't think guys check their DMs as much as girls.
I think guys check it more than girls.
Really?
Totally. Because girls slide into guys' DMs often.
Wow. Maybe that's just something I tell myself.
Yeah.
That's why Post Malone hasn't responded.
Yeah. Guys don't check their DMs.
I mean, there's like a chance that maybe if he's not on social media all the time, maybe he doesn't check those. But I feel like most guys, for the most part, check those. However, I wouldn't let it like, I wouldn't be embarrassed or like allow you to get down about it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
Okay. I think if you see him again, gauge it. Because it's going to be a little weird if he got it and didn't respond. It might be a little weird. If it's not weird at all, then I think everything's fine. He probably never saw it. Either way, it's fine. I wouldn't stress about
it. Yeah, I would not stress about it. I wouldn't DM him again.
No.
I wouldn't say anything. I would just let it die. Let
see,
it rest.
That would be my advice. DM again.
Did you get this?
Yeah.
That like makes me so cringe.
I know, my whole life.
Oh, why do you do that? You know not to, though.
I know, but like, it's embarrassing until it's not. Do you know what I mean?
No. It's embarrassing until it's not.
I think it's like embarrassing because it's like everything I'm not supposed to do until it's not, until the right guy. It's not.
I see.
Do you know what I mean?
You know, this actually reminded me of Amy and I, you know, met and I told the story of the state fair or whatever. And she came and saw me perform in a thing. And anyway, there was some contact happening. But she had a boyfriend. So I laid back. And then she didn't have a boyfriend. And she called me. She figured out my phone number and called me and left me an answering machine message, pre-voicemail. And it reminded me of this, because her last line was, "We should talk sometime." Amy's last line was, "I hope I get to talk to you again." It was very, she was so nervous and uncomfortable, and it was so endearing. So if this guy doesn't respond, then it's his loss.
Wow.
His loss.
That's a good story. I've never heard that before.
It reminds me of that and how excited I was when I saw her her last name on the caller ID box.
Wow, Mark.
I know. Sorry.
Things were so much easier then, because social media, it makes everyone second guess everything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Whereas if you just left a voicemail, it was done.
That's true.
You know that they got it. If they didn't reply, it's like, all right, they didn't like it. That's it. Whereas with social media, it's like, did he get it? Did he see my message? Is he just not responding because he's not interested? Did he forget? It like makes you go into like this psychotic.
Right. Did he open it and then say that he was going to reply, but then got caught up? Somebody called him, made a phone call, and then he's just stopped mid text and then never went back to it.
This sounds like something that has happened in a personal way.
That is ringing true.
Yeah.
Hey, Becca, I heard that you're a fan of Islands.
I love Islands.
They brought us a bunch of food, so I wanted to mention them.
Yeah, I'm starving. I haven't eaten anything all day. It's just letting y'all know, it is 2:40, and it's 14:40.
Oh, Grays, we never talked about Grays.
Starving.
Oh, okay. We'll get to Grays in a second.
Yeah. Speaking of.
But wait, let's finish Islands. I love Islands. We go there regularly with my whole
like
family.
So
we're Saturday night regulars. So enjoy Islands because they're doing an all-day happy hour on Sundays during football season.
That's amazing. You need to go. Their basket of fries. Oh, and their burgers. Oh.
Do you know what? Papa Rad is a big Islands fan.
I would imagine that.
And he enjoys the the soup, the tortilla soup.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. I enjoy that as well.
Spicy white queso dip. They have new... I haven't had... White queso is not does not exist here like it does in the South and the Midwest. So islands might be my ticket.
What color is it normally?
They don't really have queso dip out here in general.
Oh.
But white queso is the best.
Thanks, Islands, for bringing us food. I have the rewards app on my phone. 56 of them in California, Arizona, Hawaii, and Nevada. Sorry, other 46 states.
Yeah.
You're missing out. Grey's is Grey's. I have no beef with the new season of Grey's. Every time I mention Grey's to Tanya, she goes, ugh. How is this the case?
I didn't even watch this last episode because we were doing videos for People's Choice Award. Don't forget to vote today. And people were responding being like, you're literally not missing anything during Grey's right now. It's horrible.
It was horrible.
It's so true.
So I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it, but I wasn't. It took away the excitement of watching it when I got that many messages about it.
I enjoyed it. I'm sorry. I'm enjoying Grey's this season. I am. I love the woman who's trying to match up Meredith. She's a great actress and a very endearing character.
Yeah. The patient. Yeah. I think I'm going to enjoy that too.
Yeah. But like, I haven't seen the episode, so I don't know really what y'all are talking. I know.
But she was in the first episode.
Yeah, yeah.
She was in the first two, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's been three now.
Almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to keep watching. I didn't rush to my TV like I used to and watch it live with all the commercials and everything.
Oh, I don't recommend that.
I used to do that.
I did want to read you this tweet that we got from Brittany. Use my last 1% of battery voting for Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad. Scrub it in pod. Hashtag worth it. Hashtag you guys are my red starbursts.
That's so sweet.
I love that. Thank you for using your last 1%.
PCA.eonline.com.
I voted for like 2.5 hours straight on.
Tanya uses my. I vote at night, like as I'm laying in bed, and Tanya uses my email and maxes out, which is fine. But then she's like, "Did you guess what I just did? I used your email and maxed all your votes.
Did you know that?
Yeah. And I'm like, I do it at night. I would have found out, but like. Don't yell.
It was 8:30 p.m. by the way. Like
yeah,
the day was winding down.
Most people stay up till
the day was like already way wound down. I was like,
I don't get
see.
In bed at 8:30 like you. That's when I do it. I like lay in bed. And
I do have to say shout out to our Facebook group though, because I was like, I had maxed out on all the emails that I have. So I was like, I need some emails. If nobody, you know, if you don't have time to vote, I'm happy to use your email. I didn't even use everybody's emails because I couldn't.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, so people were like, thank God.
600.
Today.
Like 600 emails in there. I was like,
wow.
You're actually enabling people to be lazy. Though,
yeah.
Because you're saying you're going to do it.
Guess what?
Tanya wants to win this
thing.
I
want to win. No,
yes. But that means you're going to have to do it.
I'm doing it.
To do all 600.
I've been trying. I went through a hefty bunch of them.
This may be our only shot at a People's Choice Award
ever.
In our lives.
You guys.
What?
I don't think so. I think we're going to come around with something.
Next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
leading
just saying.
Leading actress in a
leading
movie
actress,
role.
Leading extra in Grey's Anatomy.
That's true.
Most playing a dead body.
Best extra.
Best extras in a sitcom.
Hey, we need to thank some people.
Yes, we
thank
do.
You, BioClarity. Get your first month for 50% off a routine, plus shipping is free when you enter our code...
Becca!
FrameBridge. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order at FrameBridge.com when you use promo code...
Becca!
Get 20% at Outdoor Voices. That's right. 20% off your first order of $100 or more. OutdoorVoices.com/Becca! And enter...
Becca!
For beautiful hair from Sugar Bear Hair and a healthier you, go to sugarbearhair.com/Becca. And finally, Rothy's. Get your cute shoes and free shipping at Rothy's.com and enter promo code
Becca.
They're all Becca this week. It's easy to remember.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tease for next week.
Oh, I love that.
I decided something about my wedding over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
It involves a singer that I want to sing at my wedding. So I was going to FaceTime said person and ask if they will perform at my wedding.
And you recently changed your dream engagement ring. The one you've dreamed about your whole life has now changed.
It's changed.
What to what?
I just don't want to. I used to want like a big fatty rock, like kind of hanging out off my finger.
Uh-huh.
And now I realize I want it more like set into the ring, like not as like.
It's a huge change.
She wants a ring that she doesn't have to take off at the gym and when she's whatever. She wants to be able to leave it on all the time.
I want to be able to leave it on all the time.
I want a big ring that sits up.
You want to
up and out.
You want to take it off from time to time? That's fine with you?
Yeah, I don't love wearing rings in general, so I want to have a band, a really pretty band that I keep on all the time, and then wear have the ring for when I'm.
What about a tattoo? Yeah, that's very hot right now. Is getting tattooed rings because then you don't feel like you're wearing a ring.
Yeah, not opposed, but not completely for it.
Okay,
not opposed to it. Just like don't know if it's my style.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have I actually have very lovely hands.
You do.
My mom always told me I did.
Well, I can't see those hands from the. Oh yeah, very lovely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And thank you.
A lot lovelier than these.
I feel like I would like just like a really pretty dainty like diamond band to wear as like every day because I don't like having anything too big
bulky. Yeah.
But I would like to slip
have
that
a fatty
on.
Rock. Yeah.
Fatty rock.
The people know I'm taken. All right. On that note. do you want to call time of death?
12, 13, 14. Time of death? 14:47.